everybody. My name is Stephanie Barra. I am the executive director at an education organization called All In Education. I am actually a first generation American citizen. My parents are from Sonora, Mexico. I was born and raised in Yuma, Arizona. So if you're familiar, that's southern Arizona, the southwest corner of the state. And I grew up around farm labor. So today the book we're going to read is about the life of a hero of mine. She's actually standing right behind me here, Dolores Huerta. The Life of Dolores is the name of the book. And I chose this book because my father was a farm worker and I grew up around that. So Orgullosamente Meloneros is something, you know, we're always very proud of our culture and where we come from and who we are. And so that is why I chose this book. So let's go ahead and get started. So this is Dolores, The Life of La Vida de Dolores. Dolores Huerta grew up in the small city of Stockton in California. Dolores Huerta creció en una pequeña ciudad llamada Stockton en California. Growing up, Dolores took piano and violin lessons, dance classes, and was part of the church's choir. Cuando era niña, Dolores tomó clases de piano y violín, clases de baile, y fue parte del coro de la iglesia. While at school, she faced many troubles. Once, a teacher accused her of not doing her own work. Durante su tiempo en la escuela, enfrentó muchos problemas. Una vez, una maestra la acusó de no hacer su propio trabajo escolar. She later became a teacher and witnessed her students come to school with empty stomachs and bare feet. This inspired her to work toward creating change. Más tarde, se convirtió en maestra y fue testigo de cómo sus estudiantes llegaban a la escuela con el estómago vacío y los pies descalzos. Esto la inspiró a trabajar para crear un cambio. Soon after, Dolores met Cesar Chavez, and together they created a labor union organization to fight for farm workers' rights. Poco después, Dolores conoció a Cesar Chavez y juntos crearon una organización sindical para luchar por los derechos de los trabajadores migrantes agrícolas. In 1965, Dolores and Cesar joined forces with friends, and together they led a grape strike to help farm workers fight for their rights. Millions of people around the country stopped buying grapes. En el 1965, Dolores y César unieron fuerzas con unos amigos y juntos dirigieron una huelga de uvas para ayudar a los trabajadores agrícolas a luchar por sus derechos. Millones de personas en todo el país dejaron de comprar uvas. Un dicho que siempre dice Dolores es, sí se puede. Yes, we can, is something that Dolores always says. It's probably her most famous line in history. Sí se puede. After 5 years of sacrifice and perseverance, farm owners agreed to improve working conditions for farm workers. Después de 5 años de sacrificio y perseverancia, los propietarios de las fincas acordaron a mejorar las condiciones laborales de los trabajadores agrícolas. In 2011, Dolores received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from the President of the United States of America, an award given to people who have changed the world. En el 2011, Dolores recibió la Medalla Presidencial de la Libertad del Presidente de los Estados Unidos de América, un premio otorgado a personas que han cambiado el mundo. To this day, Dolores continues to fight for the rights of women, children, and migrant workers because she believes we can. Hasta el día de hoy, Dolores continúa luchando por los derechos de las mujeres, los niños, y los trabajadores migrantes porque ella cree que sí podemos. And that was The Life of Dolores, La Vida de Dolores Huerta. As I mentioned, she is a personal hero of mine. My hope for you is that you, the big takeaway for me is always believe that whatever you set your mind to, whatever change you want to create in the world, you can do it. Si se puede.